Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. Your host, Minister Janice Williams. That is who I am. Yes, we are just grateful to be present. We are happy to be found in the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes, yes, yes. We know that it's very, very cold everywhere. Everybody's experiencing cold temperatures. Yes, yes, yes. But it's a blessing. It is a blessing. Yes, it's a blessing that we can wrap up. Yes, it is. We can put on something warm. It is a blessing. Yes, yes. And we just thank God. We thank God for you, and we thank God for you. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. So it's only through His grace and mercy that we are present. Yes, it's through His grace. It's through His mercy that we are present. Yes, yes, yes. 1 John 4 and 21, and it says, "You who love God must love your brothers and sisters also." Isn't that something? So it's saying here that if you love me, you got to love those that are all around you too. Yeah, you can't just love me and don't love them. Yeah. What an order, huh? What an order. That is our God. Yeah, you can't just love him and don't love your sisters and your brothers. That's what he's saying. It just don't go that way. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, because we all are made in the image of him. And he loves all of us. Yeah, he has agape love. Yeah, so if we love him, we have to love our sisters and our brothers. Now, who is my sister and my brother? Who is that? Who are those people? Who is my sister and who my brother is? My sister is my brother is those that I see daily, those that I walk by daily. Some that I speak to, some that I greet, and some that I don't say a word to. Those are my sisters and my brothers. Yeah. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come, God, thanking you, God, for your word. Thanking you, God, for just allowing us to come together, God. Thank you, God, for this very moment, this very opportunity that you have allowed your word, oh God, to penetrate in our hearts, God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for the many blessings that you shower upon us, God. We thank you for your protection, oh God. We thank you for your healing, oh God. We thank you, God, for everything that you shower upon us, oh God. Yes, yes, yes. We are just grateful today, God, for the many blessings that you shower upon us, God. Blessings that we see and blessings that we don't see. But we know, oh God, that you love us and you're working it out on our behalf. And we just want to say thank you, God. Thank you for Jesus. Oh, thank you for Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Master. And we're going to be careful to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor in Jesus' holy name. Yeah. Amen, amen. We thank God for you and you who are listening. Yes, those who are with us live and those who plan to listen in at a later date. We thank God for you. What a mighty God we serve. Yes, angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. We're going to move quickly into our word. And our word tonight is our word tonight is going to be, yeah, think about this. You know, this is, some people consider this the love month, the month of love, the time that we're supposed to show love. We're supposed to really accelerate our love. We're supposed to really show it. It's supposed to be seen. We can go into the stores right now and we see all the hearts and all these the candies and everything is starting to appear. So we're supposed to have a certain kind of love. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. But if you are a parent or a guardian, you could even be a teacher. You could also be an uncle. You could be an aunt. Yeah. That loves life and loves to shape and instruct and guide and coach many in the right direction. Yeah. It could be you who I'm talking about. When you do this, you have good intentions. Usually, your heart is in the right place. That is what society says. Your heart is in the right place. You have generally placed yourself on the back burner and you're no longer concerned about you. You're focused on someone else. Amen? Yeah. You're not paying attention to you anymore. Yeah. Well, this is the same way that our commander-in-chief, who just so happens to be our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's who he is. We are the sheep. Are you the sheep? Maybe that's the question. Are you the sheep? Are you one of the sheep? Yeah. Are you one of the sheep? Yeah. Or are you not? And the sheep loves his sheep. Yeah. The shepherd is always concerned about his sheep. Yeah. Yeah. He's always protecting his sheep. So I want you to just turn quickly with me to 2 Chronicles. In this lesson, we're going to try and hit at least one or two verses on each passage. Yeah. So we're going to be talking about being concerned about one another and showing love. Because this is, God shows love. He shows love to us. But many times we don't see it. We're so focused. We're so into the drama. We're so distressed. We don't see it. Yeah, we are just stressed out and we can't see the love. So in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, and we're going to do verse 15, it says, the main word here is stop. That's our main word, stop. And it says, and he said, hearken ye, also all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thus King Jehoshaphat, thou said the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismay. Listen to this. By reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours. Are you listening to me? Anybody hear what I'm saying? The battle is not yours. Yeah, this battle belongs to somebody else. Look at this. So it said, the battle is not yours. So stop. This is the word, stop. So he said, listen, King Jehoshaphat, listen, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says, do not be afraid. How many times are we afraid when we're looking at something? We're looking at a situation. We're looking at a crisis. We're going through something right now. And we are fearful. Yeah. Just a couple of weeks ago, we heard Pastor George say that God had put on our heart to speak to us about fear. Fear. That's the ammunition, the secret ammunition that Satan tries to use on us. Yeah, he tries to use the ammunition of fear so we can be frightened, so we can be so uncertain, so we could be shaken. Yeah, shaken in our boots. Many times we can't even go outside our homes because we're fearful. Yeah. So he's saying here for us not to be afraid. He said, do not be discouraged. Yeah. See, when fear comes in, then we become so discouraged. We can't make a decision. We can't make up our mind. We don't know what to do. We're uncertain. All these things are going on with us. But this is not the work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is not him. He's saying here in this passage, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, he's saying to us, don't fear. Do not be afraid. The battle is not yours. See, it comes to a point in time in our lives when we must learn where our battles are. Yeah. Every war that we see, every war that we engage is not for us to, it's not our battles. Yeah. Many times our assignment is to just stand and watch. Glory to God. Yeah. Yeah. The battle is not yours. So just watch. Stop. Stop is the word. Mm-hmm. Stop. God tells us. God tells us to stop. He tells us many things. But are we listening? Are we being obedient to what God is saying to us? Yeah. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. Hallelujah. Stop. Mm-hmm. Turn quickly to Psalms 46 and 10. The battle is not yours. You think it is. That's why you all the time, your pressure is up, and you're always, your heart is panting, and you can't sit still. You have this anxiety attack. A lot of stuff is going on, but it's your fault because this is not your battle. This is not your battle. Yeah. It's time for you to sit and watch. Watch the salvation. Watch the salvation of the Lord, huh? Psalms 46 and 10 says to be still. Be still and know that I am God. Know who he is. Know who your Savior is. Know who the shepherd is. I am God. I will be exalted above. I will be exalted above the heathens. I will be exalted in the earth. Mm-hmm. So you got to know who he is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Know who God is, huh? Yeah. Take your hands off of this. Take your hand off of that situation. Yeah. Move on. It's time for you to get up and move on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go and sit down somewhere. Go and sit down. Go sit down. Stop. Stop worrying. Mm-hmm. Stop. Stop trying to fix it. And all along you see that the more you try, the more mess, the more worser it gets on your trying, on your efforts. Why? Because the battle is not yours. Glory to God. It's not yours. It's the Lord's. And he's trying to tell us that. He's trying to tell us how to rest. Uh-huh. He's trying to tell us how to go into time out. Yeah. Time out. Go into time out. Galatians 5 and 17. And we're talking about how to stop. How to stop. Galatians 5 and 17 says, for the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. Yeah. So you're in a wall. Uh-huh. See, this is the wall that you're in. Uh-huh. You haven't learned how to sit. You haven't learned how to be still. That's what we say. Be still and know. Be still. Mm-hmm. Because you're at war with the flesh. The flesh and the spirit are at war with each other. Yeah. But you can become an overcomer. This is what the lesson is. Listen to what God says. He says to stop, to be still. He's calling you to attention. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He said that the old sinful nature loves to do evil. Come on now. And he says, which is just the opposite from what the Holy Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires. Mm-hmm. These two forces are constantly fighting each other. And your choices are never free from the conflict. Listen to that. Yeah, they're never free from the conflict. Uh-huh. So we are ordered to do what? We are ordered to stop. stop and reassess. Stop and pay attention. Stop and listen. Stop and see. And know. Huh? Yeah, you got to know. You got to look. You got to comprehend. And you got to see it. And you got to know who the Savior is. Glory to God. Yeah, yeah. Turn with me to Matthew 7 and 5. And we're going to use the word detour. Yeah, detour. Mm-hmm. 7 and 5 says, "Thou hypocrite, first cast out," listen to that, "the beam out of thine own eye, and then shall thy see clearly, and cast out the mope out of thy brother's eye." Mm-hmm. So God is telling us, he's telling us to take a detour. Detour, just turn off and go the other way. Go the other way, go in the other direction. Mm-hmm. Detour, yeah, detour. Mm-hmm. What is a hypocrite? A hypocrite. It says here, "Thou hypocrite." Mm-hmm. He said, the first, we got to cast out the beam out of our own, your own eye. So a hypocrite is a pretender. A hypocrite is a deceiver. A hypocrite is a liar. That's a hypocrite. He says, hypocrites, first get rid of the log. Yeah, the log in your own eyes. Then perhaps you will see well enough to deal with the peck that's in your friend's eyes. So you get rid of your sin. Mm-hmm. You get rid of what you've been dealing with for years and years. Yeah, you get rid of that. You get rid of your struggle. You learn to surrender to God first. Hallelujah. And then, and only then will you be able to help me. Yeah, yeah. You learn how to repent. Yeah. Show, and then you can come and show me how to repent. Glory to God. Huh? Let's detour. Let's take a detour from this. And we're going to come back. But we're going to detour right now. Yeah, this is what our Savior is saying to us. Yeah, the one who cares about us, who steady tries to teach us and guide us in the right direction in which we should go. The next word is yield. And we're going to turn to Luke 17 and 3. Yield. Uh-huh. "Take heed to yourself. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repents," listen to this, "forgive him." See, we forget that. We forget that part. All we know is the trespass. We know, all we see is the sin that they have committed. We just see that. We never learn. We never care. We never want to learn. We never want to guide. We never want to help them get to a place of repentance. All we know is they sinned. And we throw our wall up. "You sin." Like we have never been on that side of the wall. Like we are so perfect. Yes. Help us, God. Help us. Something is wrong. Yield here. Yield. Pay attention. Pause. Slow down. Mm-hmm. Take heed. Look at yourself. Look at yourself. This is a warning. Mm-hmm. If another believer sins, yeah. And sometimes we fall. We fall short. Everybody's not a straight A. Everybody's not an A+. Some of us fall short. And we rebuke them. When we rebuke them out of our life, out of our environment, out of the circle. We have nothing to do with them because they have fallen short. Help us, huh? But it says here, but then, see, this is what we miss. But then, if he repents, yeah, thank God that God is God. Because if he repents, it says that we ought to forgive him. Do we have that in our heart? Can we find a heart in us to forgive? To forgive and forget it. And to let it go. Because we all have what? We all have sinned and come short. There's no perfect man. There's no perfect woman. You may be looking. You may be thinking you're going to find that. But it's none. They may be walking straight now in the straight and narrow, but at one time in their lives, we all were on a crooked street. We all was on a crooked road. Glory to God. And God saw fit to help us. God saw fit to come and redeem us. God saw fit to come and plant our feet, hallelujah, on a solid ground. It wasn't nothing we did, nothing that we were capable of doing on our own. Oh, but we forget. Yeah. Matthew 6:4 says, for if ye forgive, if we forgive men their trespasses, it says your heavenly Father will also forgive you. So if you constantly holding on and not forgiving them for what they have done, well, hey, you're human too. Don't forget it. You're human. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And you're going to need the Savior. You're going to need him. Listen to what I'm saying. Yeah, so yield. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're going to yield here. James 1:19 says, know this, my beloved brothers. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Glory to God. Now, how can we do that? What I just said. Look. Slow. Be slow. Slow to be quick to hear. Quick. So your ears are where you are listening. And it says slow to speak. So you're not fast. You're not in an eruption. You're not going to abruptly say something and then have to come back and say, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. Because you're going to be slow in opening your mouth and choosing your words. Mm-hmm. Slow to anger. You're going to keep the smile. Mm-hmm. Even if the frown is inside, that smile is going to be present. Because you're slow to anger. You want to make sure you get a complete understanding. Yeah. So it says here, dear friend, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Now, how many of us do that? Not very many at all. Listen. Listen takes effort. It takes effort for us to listen. Mm-hmm. Listening takes time. We have to take time to listen. Listening takes discipline. We have to discipline ourselves. I just heard somebody say to me the other day, they were going on a road trip and they weren't used to someone else driving, but they were going to be in the back seat and they were going to bring a book so they could read so they won't have to say anything about their driving. Isn't that something? So we have to find ways. We have to use methods of how to discipline ourselves. So be it. Whatever it takes. Yeah. That's what we're talking about. Slow to speak. Mm-hmm. Slow to speak. Stop bringing judgment. Stop being so judgmental. Oh, just pointing at everything, every tit, every tat someone does. They're wrong. They're never right. You can't find any good in nothing they do. Who are you? Who are you? God created you just like he created them. He loves them just like he loves you. You are no more than they are. Yeah, you're equal in his sight. Glory to God. Thank God that God is God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Listen. Mm-hmm. And don't speak. Be quiet. Refrain from angry emotions. Refrain from any outbursts. Hold your peace and let the Lord fight your battle. He's able. He's an able God. He can fight your battle. But you got to keep still. You got to keep quiet. You got to yield. That's what he said to us. Bump. The bump. Uh-huh. Isaiah 41:10. There's a bump that will come. A bump. He says, fear not.
For I am. I am with you. He said, be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Now listen to that. Am I talking to anybody that the bump in the road has come? You've seen the bump. Are you in the bump right now? A bump, a crash, a bang, a hump, a blowout. But you're in the bump. Yeah. The bump can be erased. Yeah, it can be erased. Don't be afraid, he says, for I am. I'm with you. You're not by yourself. Do not be dismayed. What does dismayed mean? Do not be surprised. Do not be shocked. Do not be bewildered. Yeah. No. Why? Because I am your God. You see, in order to understand this, in order to see this, you must first have a personal relationship with God. You got to have a relationship. Yeah. Relationship is so important. Yeah, when you have a relationship with someone, you begin to learn more about them. You know their likes. You know their dislikes. You know what they stand for. You know what they will not tolerate. You will learn them. Yeah, you learn their temperaments. Yeah. So in order to trust God and be not dismayed, you have to know him. You got to take time. You got to spend time with him. He said, I will strengthen you. He will. I will help you. I will uphold you with, listen to this, I will uphold you with my victorious, did you hear me? Victorious right hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. His hand is victorious. He never lost a battle yet. Hey, he's the keeper. Hallelujah. Yeah, he's the healer. He's the deliverer. He's the right now God. Glory to God. Yeah, God is with us. Even if we can't see him, we know he's there. Even if we can't trace him, we know he's there. But we know within our hearts. Yeah, you see, you gotta have him in your heart. And when you have him in your heart, can't nobody come and take him out of your heart, because he's in your heart. Yeah, your heart is you. That's you. That's a part of you. Nobody can come and steal him from you when you have that relationship, when you've spent time with him. Yeah, when you have quality time with the Lord. Glory to God. Get to know him. Get to know him. Spend time with him. Because he will never let you down. He'll never let you down. The way men let you down, where men deceive you, when he will never. He will never let you down. Yeah. God cares. These are the ways that he cares for us. Yeah. He said for us to be still, for us to stop, come to a halt, come to a halt, a complete halt, and stand still. He said for us to be still and know. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come, Master, thanking you for your word, thanking you, God, for the thine people. Yeah, we are your people, God. We are your sheep, oh God. Oh, Master, we are just grateful. We are grateful for everything that you do. And we will be careful to give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. In Jesus' holy name, amen. We look forward to having you with us on Sunday evening, God's Favorite Ministries, Pastor Vivian George, and again with us on Friday, with Victorious Living, your host, Minister Janice. I am so happy to be present in the presence of God. He's an awesome God.